Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's the Plan B Morning Show. 7:31. Hunter, intern Tony. Good morning, gentlemen.
It is.
The Plan B.
I like it.
Yeah. Do you like it? It's great. I know. I hate it. It sucks. Today we are going to talk about fair foods.
Yes.
In honor of Fair Week. We're going to talk about probably the best part of the fair.
Yeah, I hope you came hungry because we're going to be talking food.
I am starving. Mm-hmm. And there's something about fair food. I don't know. There's something about it. I don't know. Things on a stick or things covered in powdered sugar. I don't know. It's a magical time.
Anything you can eat with your hands or you can put on a stick.
Yeah. Hell, you don't even need to eat it with your hands. You know?
It's fair at the fair.
Yeah. That's also why everything is sticky at the fair. It's because our hands are just covered. We're going to talk about the best fair foods when we get back. First, Muse Uprising. Rock 107 WIRX. Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Come on down.
It's Hunter. It's Tony. And yes, Tony, we know Drew Carey is the host of The Price is Right.
I didn't know the question.
We've established that.
I'm about to blow your damn mind.
Wait, what?
Drew Carey.
Imagine, though, if you guys didn't have known that, like, wouldn't have known that.
Hey, Tony, you know what? Miss Lippy's car is green.
Oh, man. It's okay, Tony. All right, buddy.
He's only got a few days left here.
He's a big dumb animal, folks.
We got to give it to him a little bit.
It's true. I mean, you're leaving soon.
Wednesday. Yeah. A week.
Well, just so you know, it'll take.
I'm going to blow your mind. Today's Wednesday.
Just know that it'll take me at least 2 weeks to forget you. After that, I'm honestly.
That's not bad, right?
You come back in 3 weeks, he's going to look at you like, who the hell are
is
you?
Is this the new intern? What's your name again? It's obviously Fair Week, the Berrien County Youth Fair going on right now. Yep. And with that said, we talked about rides, funny fair stories yesterday. Most of them involve throwing up at some point in time.
Yeah, I threw up on the pirate ship. Great times.
How old were you when that happened?
I don't know.
Old enough to not throw up?
Old enough not to throw up. Exactly. Old enough where the little kids are looking at me like, I don't want to be like that guy.
Yeah, I know. God, this guy's a pussy. Mom, look at that weak man. One of the things that can cause you to do that, if you don't wait the proper time.
It's that damn fair food.
It's that fair food. And that's one of the best things. When you walk through the fair, well, you can smell it as you're driving. When you're waiting in line to go in, you can smell just this aroma, this mixture of grease and batter sauces and God knows what.
I can smell it now.
One of my favorite things at the fair, food-wise, is the corn. Because for some reason, it seems extra buttery.
Well, yeah, because they give you a pail of butter you can
dip it in. It's like, okay, here's your butter for your corn, and then here's the butter you just drink.
You think you get a lot of butter at Celebration Cinema. You should go to the fair.
Good God. It's like a bucket of butter.
I actually saw one kid just drinking the butter out of the... Jeez, man. Right to a ride, too.
I got this. All greased up. Of course, you cannot mention fair food without mentioning funnel cakes. Remember the first time you had a funnel cake?
Oh, man.
And when the sugar instantly hits your brain.
Right, I was a young man.
And then you knew.
Sugar high. I don't really remember much afterwards.
That's right. You just go running around. Like, you take a bite, and then you just go, then you just run around the fairgrounds.
Screaming.
I'm a big fan of the gyro. It's something I've always enjoyed. I think my mom and dad passed that one on to me because that was what they had to get at the Dane County Fair growing up.
Real quick, going back to the funnel cake. Now, is that like the elephant ear?
It's funnel cake, elephant ear, funnel cake. Same thing. Same thing.
So last night we were talking, we were thinking about how to make the elephant ear better, and I think we came up with a solution. And we should get a food truck and do this. Just put icing on the top.
I think that's it. Dude, that's done. That's already been done.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
So.
You put apples and then icing on top.
Yeah, anything you've thought of doing, the fair has already done.
Yeah, believe me.
And actually, I'm going to go over, the Iowa State Fair is known for their different foods that they do. That's almost like, it's more important than anything else. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go over some crazy concoctions that I found, and then we'll talk about some concoctions that we would like to make.
Well, I'll tell you what my favorite is at the fair. At the fair every year.
What's that?
I gotta wait for it, though.
Oh, I gotta wait for it.
You're gonna tease it.
Yeah. You're such a tease, man. More fair foods when we come back. Rock 107 WIRX, good morning.
God's name is so funny.
I said, Tony, I had to use Kiki's car this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
because mine is getting worked on a St. Joe Auto
Body.
He's
a crap car.
I sent Tony to go pick her up because I got to run stuff here. Mm-hmm. And Kiki's like, where is he? It's three turns, Tony.
He's in Coloma.
Guys, I don't recognize anything here.
I'm at the Hardings in Coloma. Is that a little too far? A little bit, Tony. We didn't tell you to go for a burn cruise.
What does welcome to Indiana mean? Damn it, Tony. All right. We're talking about fair food. Stick around. We want to hear about your favorite fair food. Mm-hmm. I got some favorite fair food.
Or how about your favorite just at the fair this year?
At the fair this year?
Yeah. I want to go prepared. I want to go knowing where I'm going to I'm going to be. I don't want to wait in line.
If you have been to the fair, you need to tell us which ones. Well, you always get the steak tips, don't you?
Yeah. The steak, mashed potatoes. Yes. God.
Dang it.
So good.
I feel it in my mouth. We're going to talk more about fair food coming up in just a few. Stick around. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
And not Tony.
And Kiki. Yeah.
I made it.
Funny we said to Tony to go pick up Kiki earlier. Literally not far away.
All right. I don't want to give away where I live, but I live very, very close. Like,
Two turns. Literally.
If you don't count the turn out of the parking lot.
And it's the first turns.
Yeah.
Two.
Yep.
He's gone.
What was embarrassing is hanging out next to the garage, you know, up against the wall, waiting for my ride, and then everyone's just staring
dressed
at me
up
as they
like,
go down.
Oh, that girl's wearing what she wore the night before. What a little harlot she is.
I felt like a little harlot.
You kind of look it. A little bit.
I look lovely.
A lovely harlot.
It says South Haven Beach, next exit. Am I in the right spot? No, you're not.
Welcome to Ohio. Damn it, Tony.
Man, I was way off.
Oh, God. Oh, we're talking about fair food today.
Fair food is my favorite.
Is it your favorite?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing at the fair?
I like the foot-long corn dogs, and I knew you were going to chuckle.
The foot-long corn dogs?
Yeah, like it gives me a complex every single year. She's like, oh, give me that big wiener.
She eats it like that, too.
It's just terrible.
Right in front of you.
It doesn't even bite it. It's crazy, dude. It's right down the gullet.
Good God, Kobayashi.
But yes, the corn dogs are great. You also are, I think I know, cheese curds. Is that the other thing?
I love cheese curds. Yep. So can I have a pattern? And for drink, I love an A&W root beer.
Yeah, the root beer.
Some sort of root beer. There's always some guy making homemade root beer pop. Yeah.
Those are good.
It is good stuff.
You have diet root beer by chance?
Did you, do you have any sugar-free back there? No, it's the fair. There's nothing sugar-free here.
Zero diet around here.
That's right. You either get diabetes or you leave, okay? That's what we do at the fair. Needless to say, there is just a mountain of choices.
Yep.
I am my tummy's rumbling right now.
Just thinking about it, huh? Well, you're going tonight. You're lucky.
Yeah, we're gonna go see the Brother Osborne. Yes. Mm. I'm a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll. Mm-hmm. I'm basically Donnie and Marie. Mm-hmm. Look at that chuckle right there.
Here's the thing, though. You got to do a little pregame there, Brock, because it's a Ute fair.
It's a Ute fair, so there is no booze. And I'm not knocking it for that, but Uncle Brock gets the shakes after a while. So I may have to do a couple shots.
You're going to have to sit through your country show for 2 hours.
I need to be drunk to enjoy this, for God's sakes. I'll just be sitting there. I'll substitute the booze for, elephant ears or something
there
like
you
that.
Go.
So I'll have 13 elephant ears.
And if you think about it, you'll be able to remember it.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. That or I'll go into a sugar coma and I won't remember anything. So, are you ready for our hot date tonight at the fair?
I am.
Yeah. She's all dressed up. She's
I'm not going to wear this.
You're already nice.
I'm going to cowgirl up.
Yeah, you're going to put your crap kickers on, put the cowboy hat on.
I am. Well, you're going to wear the cowboy hat.
Am I going to wear the cowboy hat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look lovely in a cowboy hat.
When I wear the cowboy hat on a night out, I have to leave it on that night too when I get home. See if you can hold on for 8 seconds, baby. Damn right I can.
You want me to do a yeehaw?
Yeah, do a yeehaw.
Yeah.